Aleishur Chelek Beis Daf Tes Vav. In the middle of the page, Hamaharal Mevair Biv'er Agoila Baba'er Ashishi Inyan Hagadata. The Maharal there explains the concept of Agadata, Vaivdel Beinah Levena Shmaitesa, and the difference between Agadah and regular learning of Gemara and Halacha. Midevarav Anulundim Kama Yesedes Shein Lanu Lazuz Mehem. From his words, we learn a number of principles that we do not budge from. In the standard editions, this is on page Kuf Lamed Hey of Be'er Agoila in the Maharal. Aleph, Divrei Agadah Hem Tera Kish'ar Torah Shenoma Misinai. Words of Agadah are part of the Torah. Ho'imer she'agadah lo nitena misinai in lechelek bo'ilam haba. The person denies the divinity of the Agadah has no she'en olam haba. Base, a quotation of the Maharal, Mashamru in Mishivin al Agadah. The statement of Chazal that we do not ask kashas on Haggadah. We do not pose rejoinders. Why is that? Ki efshar she'emer oisa amaru al derech ne'elam. Possibly the statement was said with a certain hidden point about it. Ulefichach ein meshivin ven makshinim ba'agadah lefshuta. Therefore, it's not relevant to then pose a question on Haggadah according to the simple meaning of it, because the meaning is really hidden. Gimel. Agadah does not become clarified through a process of difficulties, questions, objections, and then resolutions, as we do when we learn Gemara. That's why Chazal say that we do not derive halacha from Agadah. The concept of halacha is that it needs to be clarified through that process of difficulty and resolution. Dalid, kol divrei Agadah chokhmas ha-Torah. All words of Agadah are part of the wisdom of Torah. She'al ze amru, regarding which Chazal say, im retzincha lakiris yitzer ha-koil asik ba-Agadah. If you wish to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be involved in learning Agadah. Bekeshel yisodei sa'ele yesh lish'ol. Regarding these principles, we need to ask the following question. Haim yesh techumim berurim le'agadah ve'halacha. Are there clear parameters for Agadah and Halacha? Kloima, that is to say, haim nuchal tamid likboa. Can we always say clearly, im eize ma'amar sheyach lischum ha'halacha oy le'agadah? Can we always see clearly whether a certain statement of Chazal falls squarely within Halacha or Agadah? Ha'avchanai peshuta. There's a simple distinction to be made. Hari yadua sharif mevirak halacha pesuka. The Rif only cites what he considered to be the halacha. Velachin gemara shumevi yalacha. It would follow that a gemara that the Rif quotes is halacha. Umamri chazal she'ina muvaim boi hemitchum Haggadah. And conversely, statements of Chazal that the Rif does not cite should belong to Haggadah. Ha'peli abaze. But the wonderful, the puzzling thing over here is Sharif mevi sugyes shleimois shenachnu hinu danin oisan le'agadata. The Rif cites whole sugyes that we would have said are agadata. Moiri v'chami Maran Agra Gorjensky Nishmaso Eden, the author's father-in-law, she'omad al zeh, who made this point, heisik shenachnu to'im be'arbe ma'amrei Chazal le'tzarfam l'ischum agadata. We are mistaken in many statements of Chazal. We place them in the realm of agadata. The truth is that they are straightforward halacha. There are innumerable such statements of Chazal. In brackets, I made a note for myself to look at Kol Kisvei Maharatz Chayus, the first volume, page Tav Ayin Tes. Hamaral anal kosav ki derech halimud shel ha-agada einoy domeh lederech halimud shel ha-shmaitesa. The Maharal above writes that the methodology of learning Agadah is not the same as the methodology for learning Gemara. She'ha'agadah eina nisbareres al yedei kushiyos v'terutzim, because Agadah is not clarified through the usual dynamics of question and answer. Im kein, mai derech halimud shel Agadah? Then what is the methodology for learning Agadah? Rabbi Yisenu ba'alei ha-musar shakidu alimud Agadah. So ba'alei ha-musar diligently studied this. They revealed the path to follow. Rav Simcha Zissel Mikel, Nishmas Eden Omar, the Alter Mikel, used to say, Ma'amar Chazal hu koichav. A statement of Chazal is like a star, a distant star. והטלסקופ לראיסו בבירור הוא מוסר. The telescope with which to see it clearly is מוסר. כוונסוי בזה, what he meant is, כי מאמרי חזל מאירים לנו ממרחק וגויבה רב. The statements of חזל shine the light from a great distance, כמרחק רחב מן הארץ, like the distance of a star from the earth, it's a great distance, ואי אפשר להבין דבריהם במישור הנמוך ובמושגים הקטנים שלנו. The words cannot be understood on the low level and the small concepts that we have. אך העוסק במוסר, but a person involved in מוסר, העוסק עם עצמוי, involved in improving himself, יאיר לו הדברים באור ברור. Then the matters can shine, they become clear. החזיק אחרי הסבא מיקלם, תלמידו הגדול, the great Talmid of the סבא מיקלם, corroborated this or emphasized this. He's talking about אדמו"ר נשמת עדן. וכך כסו באקדמוס מילין, לחלק ראשון מספר דאס חוכמה ומוסר. So this is written in the introduction to the first volume of דאס חוכמה ומוסר, עמוד 23, on page 23. רבינו זל היה אומר שהמפרש הכי מובחר על התורה הוא אדם עצמוי. He would say that the choicest commentator on the Torah is a person himself. מתוך הכרסוי וידיעסוי בכרוס עצמוי, through self-knowledge, יוכל האדם לעמוד הדברים היוסי עליונים. A person can ascertain and understand that the most supreme points והסודות הכי נשגבים שבתורה, the most elevated secrets in the Torah. שתורה הקדושה היא מהוסוי ועצמיוסוי של אדם. The Torah is the essence of the person. ממנה נחקקה ונחצבה דמוסוי. His being was carved out of the Torah, so to speak. ולכן מעצמו הוא ישכיל הכל, and therefore the person has the potential, the capacity to understand everything. וכמו שאמרו חזל על אברהם אבינו, as חזל say in fact about אברהם אבינו, שמעצמו ילמד תורה, he learned Torah from within himself. לא ניכנס כאן לבירור עומקו של מהלך זה. Here we're not going to go into the depth of this process. המסבאר בכתבי אדמו"ר בכמה מקומות, which is elaborated upon in the writings of רבי ירוחם in a number of places. לנו חשובה כאן הדרכה המעשית להבנת מאמרי חז"ל. What's important over here for us is the practical guidance in understanding statements of חז"ל. ובדוק ומנוסהו, this is tried and tested. מתוך עסקוי של אדם עם עצמוי, להכיר ולישר עצמוי. Through a person's involvement with himself to know and to straighten himself, מסחילים מדי פעם דברי חז"ל, ועמהם סוגיות שלמות באגדתו להעיר לוי. He'll find occasionally words of Chazal and complete sugyos nagadata that begin to shine, כמו ניצץ הנזרק לסוך ליבו, like a spark thrown into his heart. ומאז הוא הרי עם המאמר הזה. From that point, the person is, so to speak, pregnant with this statement of Chazal. עם חודשים ומשנים, the pregnancy can last months or even years, עד שיזכה להיליד דבר ברור, until the person merits to, so to speak, give birth, produce something clear. המרומם מטהר ומדריך עושה בעבודה סדת, that elevates him, purifies him, and guides him in his עבודה. עמוקה היא דרך זה. This path is deep, ודורשת ויתור. It demands that the person forego על הגישה הקלה הנפוצה כל כך, the easy and so common approach. להגיד פשטים במאמרי חז"ל. To just say a pshat in a statement of חז"ל. להקשיס ולתרץ בהם כל אחד כאבס נפשי. To ask questions and to answer each person as he wishes. אך מי שזכה פעם לעמוד על מאמר חז"ל, the advantage of taking the long road is that a person who has managed at least once to ascertain a statement of חז"ל בתאריך הארוך שלו, through the long process that we described, והאיר עלי הרוממות והטהרה שלהם, and the greatness, the purity of the statement of חז"ל now shines for him, יהיה בטוח כי הביאור שאלה אמיתית, he can be certain that his explanation is true. אולם יהי ברור, let it be clear, כי הדברים אמורים בלמדן בשמיעת הסוד. This prerequisite for all of this is to be a למדן in regular learning, שזהו היסוד לכל הבנה בתורה. That's a foundation for any understanding in Torah, וגם בהגדה, including הגדה. ראוי לספר בקשר זה, it's appropriate to relate in this context, כי גדולי ראשי ישיבויס שיצאו מבייס חיינו במיר, great ראשי ישיבויס that emerged from the ישיבה of מיר in Europe, אמרו, they said, כי נסעלו בלימוד גמרא ממאמרי אדמו"ר. They said that they grew in their regular learning, learning of Gemara, from the teachings of Rabbi Yerucham. שהוא הראה נפלאות בלימוד חז"ל בעמק פשוטם, because he showed wonders in how one learns חז"ל in depth. And that's the appropriate way to learn also when it comes to Gemara, to regular learning, which is not Haggadah. Our intention is to guide the student in this method of understanding words of Chazal. It seems to me, if this is the only benefit to be gained, that's sufficient. That justifies the Sefer. In this Sefer, every clarification of a sugya in Chazal is connected to something that is going to be put into practice. Through this practical work, the student will be able to ascertain from within himself the words of Chazal that are being brought in that context. If no other benefit emerges from the Sefer other than this, that the student receives from here a more truthful approach to Chazal, that's sufficient. Finally, in modern books, often the sources are cited as footnotes. We point out the sources in the text, not in footnotes. It's also worthwhile knowing where the words come from. It's worthwhile paying attention to where the sources are. Is it Chazal? Is it Rishonim? Is it Achronim? Etc. Ad kan.